Tony Sanders Outdoors, brought to you by Sportsman's Warehouse, 153 and Lee Highway. The great indoors for those who love the great outdoors. Firestone Northgate Mall. Tony has trusted them for over 20 years to keep his family safe. You should too. State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rodney Allen is there. Auto, home, and all your financial needs. ChattanoogaFishingForum.com. All the local information you need to catch that lunker fish. Crow Creek Hunting Preserve. Come and experience quail hunting at its best, just a short drive from Chattanooga. And now, here are your hosts, Tony Sanders and Steve Anderson.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Sanders Outdoors is on the air from the banks of the Tennessee River. The lovely Tennessee River.
That's not what you say.
What do I say?
Beautiful Tennessee River.
Well, why don't we ask Steve over here if it's a beautiful drive down this way?
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll go into that in a minute.
We ain't even got on the air, and he's already giving our guest a hard time.
I have to ask you a question. For the first time, I paid attention to the opening.
Okay.
S comes before T. A comes before S. So how come Tony Sanders gets listed first when it should be Steve Anderson and Tony Sanders?
Because we named it Tony Sanders Outdoors and not Steve Anderson Indoors.
You're going to take off when?
You're going to take over the show again.
That's
I understand.
Right.
Man, we are glad to have you here. This is the first, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
First Saturday of February.
Yeah, amazing.
Man, it's exciting.
Are you working next Saturday? Since it was Valentine's Day, I didn't know if you were going to go out and play Cupid this year or not.
I will be here because...
With your little tights on and...
Cupid is not awake at
arrows.
4 a.m., so we don't have to worry about that. So, I will be here.
All right.
Unless you don't want me to be here. Maybe we ought to make it a woman show next week. You could do the show. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was too easy.
All right.
Billy, you were here. He left himself wide open for that one.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's all right. What we are going to be talking about today is all kinds of stuff, but mainly revolving around fishing. Mm. We have in here, Justin Medley from the Chattanooga Bass Association. Hey, Justin.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Got to get a little bit closer to the mic there.
Appreciate you inviting us out.
Oh, man, looking forward to it. We have Steve Kite. How you doing, Steve?
Good morning. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
Steve's also one of the... officers of the Chattanooga Bass Association, and if you've been around fishing in Chattanooga, you've heard his name usually mentioned at the top of the list when it comes to weights on a tournament. Matt, didn't you win the Sportsman's Warehouse tournament 1 year?
Yes, I won the first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That was that the year that you ran a seagull into your partner.
Yes, it was.
We'll have to talk about that. We also have off mic Billy Bowiemaster. He will be talking to us a little bit later. Billy, I've always said that was a great name for a guy in the boating industry. So we'll be talking to Billy a little bit later. And glad to have these guys in here. We'll find out a little bit about Bass Association. We've been talking hunting for several months now. And you guys are getting ready to kick off your season, what, end of the month?
February 28th.
Yeah, it's the last Saturday of the month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, what is your first tournament? Who is it? The F&S Heating and Cooling February Open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be going out. Y'all go out of Chester Frost all the time, is that right?
All our events are out of Chester Frost. All our daytime events are from Safe Light until 4 o'clock. We fish 9 tournament months. We've got an event in October and then a 2-day classic later in the month of October. So we consume a pretty good part of the year. Like you said, though, we're every one of our blast-offs and weigh-ins are out of Chester Frost Park, Hamilton County Park. Chickamauga, Nigajack, as well as Watts Bar Lakes are all legal fishing areas for our tournaments.
You do a tournament every month?
We do one every month. When we get into the summer months, we've got June, July, and August where we offer a day-night split. Basically, what happens there is you can fish both tournaments, but you keep your highest points from either the day or the night tournament, and that's what goes towards your points. These are all open tournaments. Some of the guys are going to come out, they're going to fish one tournament. Some of the guys are going to come out, and they're going to fish all of them. It's a points race, and that points race leads up to the Sportsman's Warehouse Classic Championship that we have at the end of the year. Top 50 teams in points make it into the Classic entry fee free. We have a heck of a payout in the Classic we did last year, and there's pretty good incentive to make it.
What I'd like to know is all the people that you got on here, sponsors and all, who's going out getting all these folks? That's the job right there.
Well, to be honest with you, it's a collective effort. It's a team effort. The officers, many of the members, a lot of these guys that you see on the sponsor board here are Chattanooga Bass Association fishermen. A lot of those guys, you look down the sponsor list, a lot of these guys are fishermen that have been with us for years. Keep an eye on it. Just keeps growing and growing. You see, we got some new faces on there this year. We were glad to pick up some of these new sponsors. And I think that's what's really helping us grow. Without these sponsors, we wouldn't be able to offer a $2,000 guarantee at each event, as well as a $10,000 classic.
I was going to say, your classic was $10,000, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's huge.
That is big.
That's a local tournament.
That's a local tournament. You know, I like to look at the Chattanooga Bass Association as this area's premier team tournament trail. It's one way that the common man can come out and fish with some really good fishermen and fish for some really good money. One thing that picking up these sponsors has done for us, it's allowed us to have a deep payout. So you can come out, you can compete with everybody, and usually walk home with, if not some cash, some pretty good prizes.
Now, the... You several times now you've mentioned team tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
Well, anytime you fish a tournament, it's usually two fishermen fishing together. You fish as a team. There's no rule in the Chattanooga Bass Association that you have to keep the same partner throughout the year, but most of these guys do because they keep their points together. They're awarded the same amount of points at each tournament, and you know how fishermen are. You kind of stick with the same guy. You learn to work with a guy.
Sure. You trust somebody.
You trust somebody. There's always the taboo, don't talk about your fishing holes type thing, and keeping the same partner kind of helps with that.
Sure.
You know. But basically, you could come out and you could compete by yourself. You could qualify for the Classic by yourself. You could fish with somebody different in every tournament, and you still qualify for the Classic.
So you're keeping separate points. So if I go out and fish with Steve and we come in second, we both get second place points, and then next time I'm fishing with Billy and we come in second, I get second place points there no matter what Steve does.
Exactly. Okay. You're exactly right. But like if you look at our point standings, and feel free to go to www.cbatournament.com anytime you'd like. Check out last year's point standings. If they're still posted up, not you can go to the archives link there on the website and see some of the old results and point standings there. And
what is that website?
cbatournament.com.
CBA Tournament. Hey, Steve, what do you want to make that the website?
The Tony Sanders Outdoors Site of the Week.
There you go. So cbatournament.com.
Yeah. It's already up, so if you want to check it out while we're talking about it, that's a good thing.
We really encourage anybody out there, a lot of guys, I know you've heard about the Chattanooga Bass Association out there, we want to encourage you to come out. Check out our website. Look what we're all about. Check out the sponsors we picked up. Another thing we've been kind of tooting the horn about this year is our manufacturer's incentives that we've got available. If you fish a Ranger, a Triton, a Bullet, a Skeeter, a Stratus, a Nitro, or a Tracker, you qualify for bonus money. And if you go to these dealers or these websites that are there on the link on our webpage, you will see that there are some very attractive bonuses available for fishermen that win out of those named boats. We tried to get every manufacturer incentive out there. We don't want to leave any money on the table. We want everybody to come out and have a good time. Everybody to have an equal chance of winning and taking home some good money.
Man, this is you guys aren't just a bunch of local guys out there fishing. I mean, this is big time.
Well,
and I know you're all local guys, and I mean it's Chattanooga Bass. So I understand all that, but this thing's been around for a while now, right?
We are in our 32nd year.
That's amazing. The Chattanooga Bass Association
is older than I am, so.
No, there's I feel old.
There's a lot of there's a lot of tradition with the CBA. We're growing. We're changing a little bit. If you saw what the first year of tournaments looked like, I guarantee you this year's tournaments look completely different. But we keep that tradition. We maintain the locality. We maintain the location. But we're growing as far as who we're drawing fishermen in from. To give you an idea, we've got a new Team of the Year competition. And if you've never fished a Chattanooga Bass Association tournament before, or you didn't fish one last year, you can compete this year under new team points. Basically, under new team points, if you're the highest finishing new team in any event, you get free entry into that next event. At the end of the year, there's a $500 bonus for the new Team of the Year. Last year's new team came from Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're attracting fishermen from...
Why'd you let a foreigner in here?
Don't talk to me. I wasn't an officer last year. But, no, we welcome anybody. If you guys want to come, it doesn't matter where you're from. We don't discriminate. And that's the thing. If you come out to a Chattanooga Bass Association weigh-in, you'll notice there's a good mix of ages and just a lot of different people out there rubbing elbows. To be honest with you, the way I look at it, it's your best opportunity to get around and rub elbows with some of the nicest guys, some of the best fishermen in the area. It's just a great event. It's a great learning experience for the young fishermen that are wanting to get into tournament fishing.
Well, if you talk about association, do you have meetings?
Yes.
Together?
Well, we have officer meetings, and last year our classic was in early November, and just as soon as that classic event was over, we started getting together and trying to put together this year's sponsor lineup and format, and we've had weekly meetings between the officers, and I can tell you there's a lot of work that's been done to make this season what it's going to be, and there's a lot of work left to do.
I know one of our sponsors is Chattanooga Fishing Forum. Mm-hmm. Are you on there?
Yes, sir.
Are you?
Yeah.
You want to give your name?
Yeah, I'm actually Charlie. A lot of you guys out there may know me. I've been on the forum, I guess, I was on the fishing forum before I graduated college from Middle Tennessee. Fishing Forum and the CBA, we're trying to team up a little better just to put the word out that these local fishermen, they're welcome to come out and fish anytime with the Chattanooga Bass Association.
Wow. Man, the first segment's gone.
It is.
Can you believe that?
And you know we're giving away something, which we'll say on the other side.
But to get into that, you got to call 267-1023. Tony Sanders Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Tony Sanders Outdoors. Man, 20 minutes have already gone by.
Unbelievable.
And
give that number again, Steve.
267-1023. 267-1023. Sound like Jim Reynolds, don't I? Because he always repeats it twice. You ever notice that?
Well, that's because you got to hear it twice
to
get it. Now, you mentioned that we were giving away something. Sportsman's Warehouse, which is obviously has stepped up to help you guys this year, is also a good sponsor of ours. They give away something every week, and so what they decided to do in honor of the bass guys here, we're giving away a Pfluger Echelon spinning combo. And I don't know if you've ever used the Pfluger. I love the Pfluger reels.
Pfluger makes a nice reel.
And I didn't realize it was a Shakespeare company until I went out on their website and started looking and have bought several of them. I've really been impressed. But anyway, it is a five-ball bearing spinning reel. They're just great. There's nothing to say about that. And then the rod is a IM6 graphite rod, top grade cork handle, lightweight reel seat, stainless steel, double foot hook keeper. Instead of sticking it into your eyes and wearing them out, you can put it in the hook keeper like you should. But anyway, we're giving away that, and it is, as always, at least a $50 value from Sportsman's Warehouse, and we appreciate them. Call in. Talk to these guys from the Chattanooga Bass Association, CBA, and you will be in the drawing that we will give away at the end of the show.
So. And since we mentioned Chattanooga Fishing Forum, we've gone on to the chat room. So if you've got questions you want to ask these gentlemen, you know, by all means, if you don't want to call in, I don't know if we can qualify you that way or not, but certainly you can ask questions.
We can do that for the fishing forum, guys. We definitely can do that. So anyway, all right, so we were talking about, now you guys are a nonprofit. This is off your website, so if this is not true, you can't blame me. I'm just reading.
You're true up to now.
The Chattanooga Bass Association is a nonprofit community service organization founded by community leaders in 76.
Correct.
Sorry. Now, What do you do for the community? I mean, I thought that was an interesting... that was not the thing I expected to see. I realize as a nonprofit...
Steve can give you a better idea. Steve's been in it a lot longer than I have, and I guess he can give you more on the history end
sure,
of it.
Sure, sure. This is Steve Kite. We're finally going to let him talk.
Years ago, we were a cooperative organization between bass clubs. I guess John Nichols and some of the local fishermen around that time pretty much came up with a program where the bass clubs would all were joint members, sort of.
Okay.
And we would host one big tournament together each month. And then the clubs would turn around and use some of the proceeds for their community projects.
Okay.
And we've evolved. The club format kind of slowed down, and we sort of went out on our own. And we've now evolved to a huge, huge, bigger than I ever thought it would get, tournament organization. And basically, last year, we probably put 130,000 or better dollars back into the local economy. That's just in money and prizes that
sure.
we handed out throughout the year. And that doesn't count all the gas and
right.
the food and everything it takes to get these guys out on the water.
Not boats to mention the boats.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think we've become a big asset to the community.
Sure.
As far as we want to work with our advertisers, we want to make it a win-win situation.
Right.
Sportsman Warehouse, boy, we're so happy to have those guys on board this
sure.
year, and all our sponsors. Some
you got a long list.
It totals up in the high 70s, pushing people that have chosen to advertise with Chandler Bass Association, and we certainly will go out of our way to promote them and
sure.
That's what it's all about. If it wasn't for these guys, the tournament wouldn't really happen.
You know, I remember when we first started this show a couple of years ago, I was trying to explain to Steve why I thought there would be a great market for this show, and we were talking about hunting and fishing and like anything, I mean, just like you guys have got to have sponsors, we got to have sponsors. And the first time we went out to the Chester Frost ramp, and Steve's out there, and you see these guys pulling these, you know, $50,000-$60,000 boats with $50,000-$60,000 trucks. I said, okay, somebody's either got a lot of ability to borrow money, or they have a lot of money. I don't know which, but when you look at these rigs, I mean, just that right there, you got $100,000 just rolling, just to get to the boat.
These bass fishermen, they're passionate about what they
yes,
do.
Yes, they are.
That's why you see equipment like you do, trucks like you do, boats like you do. Like Steve said, I mean, we try to. This isn't just 9 months of tournaments. This has got a lot to do with the Chattanooga community. There's a lot of money pumped in the economy by the tournaments that we're putting on.
And you don't have to be in a $50,000 boat to fish
all.
This thing, right?
Not at all. In fact, there's manufacturers' incentives for anybody that wins out of a tracker. Trackers are. They're an aluminum boat. They're a smaller
sure.
boat. I started fishing tournaments out of a tractor.
Sure.
That you go out to on February 28th, come to our event. You'll see tractors in the water blasting off with all the rest of the boats. And I've seen tractors finish very well in the money. I think how you do as far as weighing in has got a lot more to do with your ability as a fisherman as to what you pull behind your boat. And we've had several old boys prove that time and time again.
Well, there was a tournament here not too long ago, last couple of years, an outside tournament came in. And I remember the guy that won second was a friend of mine, and he was fishing out of a tracker.
There's nothing wrong with the tracker, nothing wrong with a small boat. The only thing, you know, as far as requirements on the boats go, as long as you've got a boat that meets all the Coast Guard requirements, and the big thing for us is that you have an operating live well. That's another thing that we're in this for, is to kind of spread the word about the conservation, about this renewable resource that
sure.
we have, which
sure.
is the great fishing here.
Someone asked a question online. Women are allowed in the Bass Association?
Absolutely. Come February 28th, I guarantee you there will be females there. Feel free to check out.
I mean, will they be fishing, though?
Absolutely,
okay,
I hope
okay.
so.
Yeah.
And that's something we talked about this year as officers. We didn't just want to... We wanted to go out and pick up some good sponsors this year, but we want to attract more fishermen. We want to attract a greater variety of fishermen, ages, women, come on, young women, old women, it doesn't matter. for a woman that enjoys fishing, this may be a good opportunity for her and her husband to spend some quality time together once a month.
Well, one of our guests, Steve, that's the they fish mm-hmm. together. Was it Susan? It was the Sharon. Sorry,
Lawson.
Yeah, Sharon Lawson. She and her husband fish together, and I know. Susan Dameron has talked about fishing in the tournaments with you guys and stuff. So
we've had Kathy Ralston, she's from Hickson, and we've had Linda Hughes, which Linda started out
right.
fishing Chattanooga Bass Association and went on the Women's Pro Tour
sure.
and did real well. So we even have considered, if we have enough, starting maybe even a side women's division, if we get enough women teams,
and they
make real good fishermen. They fish slow, and they're very, very precise in what they do.
There's no physical advantage to being a man in fishing.
Exactly.
This is all brains. This is all putting the bait where the fish are. And so, unlike other sports and stuff, there is no advantage.
Yeah.
So, good. Hey, we got a person by the name of Damon. I wonder who that could be. This is Tony. How are you doing, Damon?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Great. Man, you need to come back in here. I've always enjoyed it when you come in here.
It's been a while.
I appreciate that. I just wanted to call in and to these guys of the CBA and congratulate them on what all they've done so far putting this new season together. And I tell you, and I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds here because they can elaborate more, but I plan on fishing the full season of the CBAs this year, and if you could talk a little bit about the new incentives for the new team of the year, that's what I'm kind of shooting for. That's the good thing about the CBA is that they've got a little something for everybody. The people that's never fished with them before, like myself, I haven't fished a full season. I've fished just a couple of tournaments, but they have actually a tournament inside a tournament for all the newer people,
right?
Where they can win free entry fees and win money at the end of the year. So,
hey, Damon, you didn't call me and ask me to fish with you in this. How come?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just had thousands of people lined up to fish with me.
Oh, go ahead and say it was because you can't fish, you dummy.
Yeah. Now, I can't say that because I can't fish on my own. I got to find somebody that can catch the fish for me. But I'll hang up and I'll let them talk about that.
Hey, Damon, as soon as we come back from our fishing tip, we will definitely cover that. How's
that? Man, that sounds great. And congratulations once again on these guys with the CBA.
Thank you, Damon. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. It is time for the Sportsman's Warehouse Brent Brady Fishing Tip of the Week.
On Tony Sanders Outdoors, it's time now for Brent Brady's Fishing Tip of the Week. Brought to you by Sportsman's Warehouse, 153 and Lee Highway, Chattanooga.
My name is Brent Brady, and welcome to this week's fishing tip, heavy metal fishing. Heavy metal is not limited to your favorite rock and roll band. No, there's a place in your tackle box where a certain category of lures are ready to rock your world. This tight, vibrating metal bait can fill a live well faster than a sold-out concert. These thin metal baits are ideal for fishing in deep water situations, creek channel drop-offs, river bars dropping off into the river channel. Points and ledges are ideal pieces of structure for fishing these baits. While primarily designed for deep water applications, these baits are perfect for schooling fish as well. The Silver Buddy is the most popular brand in this category, with sizes ranging from a quarter to three-quarter ounce weights, and a half ounce being the most popular size. When picking a weight, depth and size of the bait fish are an important consideration. These lures are best fished on bait casting equipment with 8 to 12 pound fluorocarbon, providing the ultimate sensitivity. A trick to cut down on line twist is to add a swivel to the bait. While silver is the most popular colors, they are also available in gold and perch colors. Another option to the Silver Buddy is the Little George. The Little George is a heavy metal bait with a tail spinner. Whatever option you choose, it's just another piece of equipment you need to have in your tackle box. That's been this week's fishing tip, brought to you by Sportsman's Warehouse.
Brent Brady's Fishing Tip of the Week, brought to you by Sportsman's Warehouse, 153 and Lee Highway, Chattanooga. Visit TonySandersOutdoors.com for more fishing tips from Brent Brady.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
shoot it off. Tony Sanders Outdoors on a Saturday morning. We're glad to have you. 267-1023. Hey, Tony, you know, we're what? Almost near Valentine's Day right now. So that means we're, what, about 2 months away from tax time?
That's it.
We're in the middle of tax time. So if you've got your W-2s and you've got all these little tax things coming in from your financial people, if they're still in business. One thing to look at is that, don't trust anybody. And, you can go and use all these little online things, and it might not allow you to pay all your taxes, but to be sure that you're going to pay everything or get money back that you need to see a reputable CPA. Somebody who's in business all the time. Just not like that R&H place that is here for 3 months and then out of here.
You mean H&R Place?
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. Those guys.
Kick off the block.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Let's make sure you use somebody year-round. And we suggest Randy Fairbanks. Why don't you give everybody that number, Steve?
And I'll tell you what, you need to give him a call. If you're out of town, it's 423-468-3791. He's over in Hickson.
In Hickson area, just not far off of 153. But new business out there. Randy's been around for a long time and has started his own practice, and you will be very happy you went and talked to him.
And if you missed the number, go to TonySandersOutdoors.com. The card is right in the middle of the page, give him a call.
You know, during the break, we were talking about a lot of things that you guys do and get involved with from the community aspect. But the conservation is something I really want to hit on. And we've got somebody here you guys all know, Fat Albert. We'll see what Mr. Albert wants. Hey, Fat Albert, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Long time no talk to.
What's going on down there?
We're just talking to you, talking a little bit of fishing.
Did we wake you up or something?
Well, sure. Every Saturday morning, you wake me up. But I told Tony yesterday, wake me up gently.
And we did.
I'm watching y'all.
Well, can I ask the question that you put on here?
Yeah.
Who is the dumb-looking guy standing in the corner?
Yeah.
He's sitting in the corner.
He's not. We're not letting him stand.
Well, I changed it. It said
That's right. That's right. Excuse me, sitting in the corner.
That would be B. Bass if you ever cruise the Chattanooga Fishing Forum.
Oh, I know. He don't ever come by the house unless he's broke something.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. He can't hear.
He said that you are a very nice guy and that you take care of everything that you've got.
Bull.
Yeah, Justin is going to go fish like a good fisherman should do. He's going to go fishing here at Gunnersville, so he's going to bail out of here the second hour, and we'll put Billy on then.
Yeah, Justin's got a new baby. I just wanted to know how the little princess was doing.
She's perfect. We had a little spout with RSV last week. We were in the hospital for a couple days, but just something babies this time of year can get when it's this cold. But she's out. She's healthy. Thanks for asking.
Well, just give her plenty of loving.
You know I will. And here for too long, we'll be putting in an order for a rod.
I was getting ready to say, have you already placed that order with him yet?
We will be doing that soon. This is my first child. I don't know anything about babies. I'm learning as I go, but I'm scared she's going to be built like her grandfather or uncle, and we're going to need one of those.
He knows nothing about birthing babies, you know?
I appreciate you asking, Al.
Well, Steve, you doing all right, brother? Kite.
Yes, having a good morning. Went down to Gunnersville yesterday. Had a good day down there. Really enjoyed that. And everything, we're about winding up. We get a lot of work to do, but we've got a lot behind us, so we're about ready to go here.
Well, I used to fish CBA years ago, but I quit fishing the tournament thing. It got too much of a hassle for an old fart like me.
He kept losing is what it was.
Yeah.
Al, I got them stacked up in here, man.
All right, baby. Y'all have a good show.
Thank you,
Al.
See ya. All right, Fat Albert. Matter of fact, I put an order in for a new rod yesterday.
He makes a mean rod.
He does. He does. Let's talk to Chuck, who has a question about fishing. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Good morning. Just on my way to the lake.
Good for you.
First of all, when does the restriction on the Hawassi, where you have to fish in the channel, when does that end? And, a lot of guys are catching some fish and everybody's telling people to fish in real deep water, but a lot of guys are pulling some fish out of some pretty shallow water. So what's the secret on that deal? I mean, what's the deal with the shallow water bite? And I'll just listen for the answer. And thanks a lot for having your show.
Thank you, Chuck. Now we're going to have to look up the Hawassi. I believe
it's the 28th of February.
That's what I was thinking, but
is
we will.
Yes, that's correct.
March 1st would be the first day that you can legally fish up there around the refuge. Before that, you cannot. And I believe it starts, is it mid-October, late October? Sometime around Halloween is when the restriction kicks back in. So
yeah, okay.
Just to let you know there. And my thought is on the shallow deep fishing, the population of fish has gotten so great in the Tennessee River, these impoundments that we have in this area, that on many occasions you can catch fish out of shallow just as well as you can deep. It's what you prefer, what you've learned, what you've gotten used to. That may vary from different parts of the lake. Upriver they may be a little more shallow than they are down, or vice versa. But it's just like anything else. How do you take what advice you hear from these other fishermen?
Well, Mr. Kite, when it's when it's 18 degrees in the morning time, the fish are, they've got to go down somewhere, don't they, and stay warm? Or do they, I mean...
Well, they never cease to amaze me. Sometimes they'll do the opposite. I kind of think this year, we have, like yesterday, it warmed up quite
right.
a bit, and there's still some heat up in the shallow water. Actually probably got a little bit warmer than the deeper water.
Okay.
And they'll come back in. They're going to be where the bait usually
sure.
is. And there's a lot of dying shad, a lot of wounded shad right now from being shocked by the cold water
sure.
and the cold front. So the wind blows a good direction one day and washes them up on a shallow flat. They'll go right after them. Here in the last couple of years, I know a lot of guys, there's lots of good fishermen out there, and they found the same thing I have, is that it's been probably... Only in the last 2 years have I seen fish come up in the jumps in December and January, where they actually herd shad up to the top of the water and are actually breaking water like it was in a lot warmer condition.
Well, all right. Now, you said this is just in the last couple of years you've been seeing. Do you have any idea why that's happening? I mean, are you seeing or hearing anything about that?
I think it's fish population. We've gotten a large population of 15-inch fish and bigger. And probably the shad population is just out of sight. And we hadn't had any winter kills on shad for several years, and this is probably the first one. But I look for it to be barely able to tell you that it put a dent in them. They're really stacked in there, and that makes a good fishery.
You know, we were talking before we went on the air, the weights and stuff have been just phenomenal. See, you won the first sportsman's tournament, I think actually won last year. I think it was, yeah, he won last year's. And he won it, wasn't it, five fish? I want to say it was right at 29 pounds. I mean, that's a pretty good stringer of five fish.
You could take the winning bags from Chickamauga anywhere in the country and compete with anybody or against any lake in the country. We have a good population.
And that's just been recently that these stringers are getting that big. We're up against a break. Let's cover that when we come back. But I mean, they've been getting bigger and bigger every year. Tony Sanders Outdoors, 267-1023.
Tony Sanders Outdoors, glad to have you along, 267-1023, and we've got Chattanooga Bass Association in the house today, and if you want to check more about what they do, go to TonySandersOutdoors.com and click on that Tony's Outdoor Site of the Week.
There you go. Justin Medley and Steve Kites up to the microphones right now. You know, we need to figure out a way to just record the off-air discussions and then play them back later, because, I mean... It's amazing how in 2 minutes of commercial time you can cover just all kinds of stuff, and then you come back and it's like you don't have time to cover it on the air.
A lot of times you ask questions that you might be afraid to ask on
sure.
the air, and then you kind of get the answer. And I know y'all covered a lot over there, and I ask Billy a question, and so maybe we'll cover that before the hour's over.
Let's talk to Susan. Hey, Bye. Susan.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to say hello. It's been a couple of weeks since I called in and chatted with you guys. I won't take much of your time, but
how's life on the tournament trail? Getting ready to get started?
Yeah, we actually made reservations last night for Shreveport, and everything will start there, going and working and cheering on the guys there, and then we start fishing in March. So
good, good. Well, we were just talking about you and fishing the Chattanooga Bass Association trail sometimes.
Yeah, I've talked about that, and I'm hoping eventually maybe that'll work out for me. Everything so tight right now, some of the plans I had for this year may not go through, but
sure.
I'm still working on things like that.
Good deal.
So.
Good deal.
Well, if you ever find yourself in the Chattanooga area on one of our event dates, they're all open. Feel free to come fish with us.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Susan, I think you need to give Fat Albert a lesson or two. You sound so perky in the morning and where he sounds sleepy, so maybe a lesson would do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm about to have a really good day. I haven't gotten into the fishing mode completely just yet. We are actually on our way to the Smokies to do a hike today.
Well, good.
That's outdoors.
And yeah, I'm really excited. I love to get out there in the woods and do that. So we're getting ready to stop and have some breakfast, and I wanted to call before I did that. I'm probably going to lose my signal anyway.
Well, yeah, it's starting to break up, and anytime you want to have breakfast, all you got to do is call and ask. Steven, I'll be glad to meet you.
Okay, well, hey, we'll do it sometime.
All right. Thanks so much, Susan.
All right, you guys take care.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Susan Dameron, who is one of the ladies on the Bass Trail.
When is Bass Trail?
And maybe we can get her to get out there and fish the CBA every once in a while.
We'd be happy to have her.
The we were talking about, and we got about 2 minutes here, and so we can start touching on this. One of the things that I've always heard about bass tournaments is fish kill, fish kill, fish kill. And what I have found that, and especially after talking to you guys on the break, a lot of people don't know what they're talking about. And what's some of the steps you guys have put in place to stop that fish kill at tournaments? And we all know that tournaments are the least of the trouble in reality.
Well, we go out of our way to make sure that every fish has a opportunity to be released. And we spent probably $2,000 last year on just fish recovery equipment, and we've got a pretty good system. I think it's equal to what BASS, FLW, BFL all has and sets up on their trails, which consist of recovery tanks with oxygen pumped into the tanks. They are cooled to the correct temperature and monitored, and bass medic rejuvenate is put in there to remove any contamination we have put on the fish through bacteria-wise,
sure.
And it just adds a protective coating back and gives the fish a big chance to survive when it goes back into the water.
So you've seen the fish kill go down, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes, and I think the fishermen are better educated. That's actually where the fish kill occurs, is improper care in the live well.
Okay.
And, there's a couple of guys... Roggy Brown, which is real knowledgeable on fish recovery, when he brings his fish in, they're tearing the sides out of the bag. And I think Chris Coleman does a good job. A lot of the guys do super jobs keeping their fish alive and at the correct temperature all day long. And you have to spend some time with it. You can't just put them in a live well, close the lid, and be done with it. So, but we're really proud of our system, and we're hoping that we're getting a lot of these fish back and they're surviving.
Sure. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the top of the hour. Are you getting ready to bail out and go fishing, or are you going to hang out some more?
Whatever works for y'all.
All right. This is Tony Sanders Outdoors, 267-1023. Caller on the line. Hang on. We'll get you as soon as we come out of the top of the hour break.